Dream Critic Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian, naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular, sectarian, science-ejected, oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief. Packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this continuing Naturocrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, "The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior," unquote, really, I will look at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around N.D. Iva Lloyd. In part one, I visited the biography page of N.D. Lloyd at the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, a journal she sits on the editorial board of, and then other example Natural Medicine Journal pages. I also visited web pages of the AANP proper at naturopathic.org to get an idea of what AANP regards as science, which turns out to be anything, since their natural medicine journal is claimed to, absurdly, based on what's there, scientifically filter its contents. In this part two, I will visit N.D. Lloyd's practices web pages and those of her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. As a reminder, I will, in later parts of this episode 5, also visit OAND and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy in Part 3, CAND, and its N.D. Lloyd edited journal Vital Link, and the wiki N.D. Lloyd edits in Part 4, and finally a quote from two of N.D. Lloyd's paper-based books in Part 5, and summarize this episode. And, for the sake of organization, I will be tabulating the findings of all this rummaging in the transcripts to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the Naturocrit blog. Episode question. And my overarching, ongoing question for this Naturocrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, "What does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly, and what is underneath essentially?" Unquote. Overarching focus. For this episode's parts, I will generally look for naturopathy's science, evidence, rigor, and fact type claims, and then explore naturopathy's contents as commitments, ideas, and activities that belie those labels, such as naturopathy's essential vitalism belief, homeopathy and such activity, supernaturalism, and any other naturopathic off-the-wallness. First, let's list the NDs at this ND Lloyd Ontario practice and reiterate some of the language they use on their biography pages. The web pages of the Naturopathic Foundation's Health Clinic in Ontario. The Markham, Ontario practice of ND Lloyd has, at the time of April 2014, 5 NDs practicing there in partnership, I guess, who are all graduates of Ontario's Naturopathy School, CCNM. There's ND Lloyd herself. Her biography page mentions Bachelors of Science with Honors, Energetics and Energetic Patterns, Ayurvedic Medicine, Polarity Therapy, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Reiki Master, CAND's Vital Link, CCNM, and ND Lloyd's books. There is also a small picture of the textbook of natural medicine by NDs Murray and Pizzorno. ND May. Such things are mentioned on this biography page as, quote, the curative power of nature, unquote, which is naturopathy's vitalistic spiritistic concept, coded, Masters in Health Science, CCNM, Homeopathy, OAND board member, CAND, and the Association of Perinatal Naturopathic Doctors, APND. ND Rambaran. On this ND's biography page, quite a wide promise is made. Actual reversal of usually irreversible chronic conditions. Quote, too often digestive conditions are viewed as a life sentence, when the reality is that by addressing the root causes on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level, even those chronic conditions that people have suffered with for a long time can be resolved. Kimberly's goal is to empower her patients and give them the belief that healing from disease and optimal health is attainable, unquote. ND Cooper. This ND's biography page includes such language as detoxification, pH optimization, and identify the root cause. ND Moscar. For now, I'll exclude the language on this ND's biography page and return to that language when I discuss naturopathy's coded vitalism a little later on in this part two. So there's some language from these ND's biography pages. Later in this part two, I'll cite from criticism and analysis of some of these commitments, ideas, and activities. Naturopathic Foundation's Health Clinic Science Claims. I'm, of course, very interested in what the practice says in terms of science. A search for science. A site search for, quote, science, unquote, by way of google.com, cite naturopathicfoundations.ca science, gets 2 pages of results. There's the page, quote, cinnamon and honey, unquote, which mentions, quote, scientists of today, today's science, Western scientists. Scientists have found a scientist in Spain, unquote. There's the ND Lloyd blog post, quote, what gets in the way of health, unquote, which states, quote, we have the science to explain, we use science to show, unquote. There's the practice PowerPoint, quote, God's pharmacy, unquote, which states, quote, science now shows modern science, unquote. There's the practice article, quote, infrared sauna, unquote, which mentions, quote, the science of far infrared therapies, unquote. And there's the practice newsletter, quote, building blocks, fall 2009, unquote, which states such things as, quote, scientists estimate, scientists decide, medical science hopes, the scientists have chosen, unquote. A search for, quote, sciences, unquote, other than what's been mentioned in, quote, science, unquote. And now things get closer to a science label upon naturopathy. There's, quote, naturopathic medicine, unquote, which states, quote, naturopathic doctors have the following training. 4-year full-time study at an accredited naturopathic college. This encompasses basic medical sciences, unquote. So one may come away with an impression that science is naturopathy's base, having basic medical science in their education. A search for, quote, scientific, unquote, other than what's been mentioned in, quote, science, unquote, and sciences, unquote. There's, quote, hair and mineral analysis, unquote, which states, quote, a large body of scientific literature indicates, unquote. There's, quote, acupuncture services, unquote, which states, quote, from a modern scientific perspective, it is understood that needling of the acupuncture points stimulates the nervous system, unquote. There's, quote, naturopathic treatment, unquote, which states, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary care system that blends modern scientific knowledge with traditional and natural forms of healing, unquote. Ah, yes, that inanity of the distinctly blended, the blended distinct. Overall findings regarding science. So, overall, science as a category is mentioned by naturopathy all the time. But I would add that science for naturopathy is employed, quote, in part, unquote, or half-heartedly. Because when science contradicts naturopathy's essential stuff, science is either ignored or undermined as a way of knowing. I can't say that this practice employs a hard science label upon its contents, based on my searches. Science is mentioned as within naturopathy, but also admitted to be blended with non-science. The common naturopathic claim of being a, quote, branch of medical science, unquote, and, quote, science-based, unquote, is not present. But the admission of blending contradicts the categorical claim I often see on other naturopathic sites of being, quote, science-based, unquote, and a, quote, branch of medical science, or, as my alma mater, UB, labels naturopathy, a supposed, quote, health science, unquote. Speaking of science and the contents of those biographies, now that I've looked at the science part of this practice, I'd like to return to a few of the activities mentioned in the biography pages of this practice's NDs. Here, I'll admit that I'm deliberately using Wikipedia as a primary source. As I'd said in part one of this episode 5, quote, I use Wikipedia.org because I want to show how pedestrian, at least these days, information is regarding naturopathy's false status and labeling. When such a thing happens, well, one response is to create your own wiki, which I'm very excited to look at in part 4, unquote. As you will now see, it is not going well for naturopathy and its contents at Wikipedia in terms of what science preponderantly says. What does science say about polarity therapy? Wikipedia states, quote, polarity therapy is a kind of energy medicine. Reviews of the scientific literature on energy healing have concluded that there is no evidence supporting clinical efficacy, unquote. What does science say about neuro-linguistic programming? Wikipedia states, quote, the balance of scientific evidence reveals NLP to be a largely discredited pseudoscience, unquote. What does science say about homeopathy? Wikipedia states, quote, homeopathy is a pseudoscience. Its remedies have been found to be no more effective than placebo, unquote. What does science say about detoxification? Wikipedia states, quote, certain approaches in alternative medicine claim to remove toxins from the body through herbal, electrical, or electromagnetic treatments. These toxins are undefined and have no scientific basis. There is no evidence for toxic accumulation in these cases, unquote. What does science say about pH optimization? Well, if this is the pH balancing, I think it is, based on the practice's webpage, quote, a look at the acid-alkaline question, unquote, where we're told about, quote, alkalizing your diet, unquote, then Wikipedia states in, quote, alkaline diet, quote, advocates for alternative uses of an alkaline diet propose that since the normal pH of the blood is slightly alkaline, the goal of diet should be to mirror this by eating a diet that is alkaline producing as well. These advocates propose that diets high in acid producing elements will generally lead the body to become acidic, which can foster disease. This proposed mechanism, in which the diet can significantly change the acidity of the blood, goes against everything we know about the chemistry of the human body and has been called a myth in a statement by the American Institute for Cancer Research, unquote. So, overall, there's obviously a whole bunch of nonsense activities happening at the practice. But let's get to the biggest nonsense. Vitalism, vitalism, vitalism. There are so many. Of course, there's that central sectarian concept that naturopathy's activities are directed toward, a fictitious vital force running physiology, which I've often stated is naturopathy's central article of faith. Ye old explicit vitalism, vitalism as force. There's the N.D. Lloyd authored article, quote, Choose Health, unquote, from Healthy Living magazine, which states, quote, Health, for the most part, is logical, multifactorial, but logical. At any given point in time, it is based on accumulation of many factors. Most of these factors you have control of, some you do not. It is based on your initial vital force, unquote. Now, a vital force doesn't exist. The scientific consensus is that such is science ejected. Is it therefore logical to claim it is responsible for health? There's the N.D. Lloyd authored article from Vital Link 2008, quote, The root cause of disease is never another symptom, unquote, which states, quote, naturopathic assessment model. The following is an assessment model that is designed to structure the assessment process and to aid practitioners in identifying the root cause of disease. This model is based on the understanding that the psychological, functional, and structural aspects of a person are never the cause of disease. They simply mirror and manifest the imbalances in the body. It also recognizes the vitalistic aspect of individuals and the presence of a vital or personal essence. The initial disruption of health arises due to three main factors, including disharmony between a person's life and their personal essence. Personal essence. The personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vitality or life force. The collective life force or vital force is a common pool of subtle energy that connects everyone together and interconnects people to their environment. Personal essence refers to an individual's life force or vital energy, which comes from the collective life force. The personal essence resides in the inner core and permeates the psychological, the functional, and the structural aspects. The personal essence acts as a guide and a filter on a person's life. It holds a person's deep core beliefs and their values. It is a person's blueprint, and it determines what they look like, their susceptibilities and influences, and how they perceive their world and interact with it. Imbalance, lack of harmony or coherence in the personal essence is a precursor to subsequent disease when there is disharmony or incoherence with the personal essence, unquote. So, to sum up the aliases for vital force, from that, there's vitalistic equals vital essence equals personal essence equals vitality equals life force equals vital force equals subtle energy, which equals vital energy, which equals blueprint, which equals core beliefs and values, which equals the root cause of disease. The collective practice page, quote, energetics, unquote, states, quote, the term energetic therapies is used to describe gentle practices including polarity therapy, Reiki, Tai Chi, harmonics, etc., that are based on the understanding that living things have a vital force and unique energetic patterns. When energy moves freely, health is present. When it is obstructed, stagnation occurs, resulting in pain, discomfort, or disease. Benefits of energetic therapies: realignment of the flow of energy within the body, enhanced personal insight and growth, a deeper sense of inner strength, harmony, and power, increased confidence and expression, a non-drug or supplement approach to health, unquote. So there's vitalism as energetic equals vital force based. Now, in science, energy is quantifiable. It is physically measurable. Yet, this figmentation of vital force isn't. And it isn't required to explain anything that happens physiologically. So, energetic here is an abusive mislabeling of a figmentation as falsely quantifiable, as falsely actual. That is a typical naturopathic ruse. The collective practice page, quote, factors that influence health, unquote, states, quote, personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vital life force. It relates to your beliefs and expectations, your sense of purpose and desires. It becomes the lens through which you perceive life. When your personal essence is strong and in harmony with your desires, there is health, unquote. So, we have personal essence equals vital life force, which equals beliefs, expectations, purpose, desire. Why is the N.D. Lloyd idea of vital force fused with what to me sounds like the realm of psychology and characteristics of personality? I've taught a lot of post-secondary intro to psychology classes in my time, and such an equation baffles me. But there's still more vitalism stated in different ways. Vitalism as chi. The N.D. Lloyd authored article, quote, The Impact of the Mind on Sleep, unquote, states, quote, during sleep, an individual's energy, or chi, moves from the external, yang, to rest in the internal, yin, unquote. That's chi equals energy. What's that stuff, you ask? Chi. There's the practice page, quote, acupuncture services, unquote, which explains, quote, in this clinic, acupuncture is performed by experienced, licensed acupuncturists and naturopathic doctors. The classical Chinese explanation of how acupuncture works is based upon the belief that there are regular patterns of energy channels throughout the body. These energy channels, or meridians, are like rivers that flow through the body to irrigate and nourish the tissues. Any obstruction of these channels will act like a dam. The backup of flow to one part of the body can also restrict the flow to other parts of the body. This blockage in the meridians can be relieved by needling the acupuncture points. With the blockage removed, the flow of qi through the meridians is restored. The human body's life energy flows through meridians or channels in the body. In a healthy state, the channels are well balanced and in harmony with one another. When a disruption of energy flow occurs, it alters the entire system, producing pain or symptoms. Acupuncture works to correct the balance and hence remove the symptoms, unquote. So, to tally the vitalism equations, qi equals life energy. From the Chinese medieval times, like humoral medicine and ether. Ye old coded vitalism. N.D. May had stated on her biography page, quote, the curative power of nature, unquote, which I'd said is a code for naturopathy's central vitalistic premise. But overall at the practice, in terms of the web, there is no medicatrix, as in naturopathy's central vis medicatrix naturae term, but there is healing power, which is what that vis medicatrix naturae term means in English. There's, quote, conditions, unquote, which states, quote, the naturopathic philosophy is to stimulate the healing power of the body and to treat the root cause of disease, unquote. I'd said I'd return to Andy Moskar's biography page when I discussed coded vitalism. We're told on his biography page, quote, Anthony incorporates the naturopathic philosophy of stimulating the body's healing power, unquote. There's also, quote, the history of naturopathic medicine, unquote, which promotes the N.D. Lloyd book that will be looked at in part 5 of this episode, which states, quote, over 2,500 years ago, Hippocrates was the first to proclaim the healing power of nature. Today, naturopathic medicine embraces the principles of the healing power of the body, treating the root cause of disease and offering individualized treatment to each person, unquote. Vitalism as specifically personal essence. There's the page, quote, BCNA conference, identifying the root cause of disease, unquote, which states, quote, goal of session, Ayurvedic medicine, holistic and vitalistic medical system, Chinese medicine, holistic and vitalistic medical system, naturopathic medicine, holistic and vitalistic medical system, defined by 6 principles, assessment, diagnosis comparison, naturopathic medicine, holistic and vitalistic. Causal factors of disease include personal essence and pulsations of life energy. Aim of naturopathic treatment, support the healing power of the body. And it shows the cover to N.D. Lloyd's book, The Energetics of Health, which states on it, personal essence, unquote. Vitalistic overall, I think so. When I discuss N.D. Lloyd's books, I'll also discuss the term holistic, that great nebulous garbage bin term. The term, quote, personal essence, unquote, is rather unique to N.D. Lloyd as a stand-in for, quote, life force, unquote, or, quote, vital force, unquote. It is also briefly mentioned in the practice page, quote, healthy living, unquote. If you remember, we were told in the page, quote, the root cause of disease is never another symptom, unquote, that, quote, personal essence refers to an individual's life force or vital energy, which comes from the collective life force, unquote. Additionally, on the page, quote, factors that influence health, unquote, the term personal essence is explained in the statement, quote, personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vital life force, unquote, and is a link to the N.D. Lloyd edited wiki's page, quote, personal essence or spirit, unquote. Again, later on, I will deal with the connections between vitalism as a concept and holism with its more immediate supernaturalism. For now, in sum, regarding naturopathy's essential vitalism, it is sufficient to say personal essence equals life energy, which equals life force, which equals vital life energy, which equals spirit, which equals the healing power of nature, which equals the root cause. This equation with spirit also happens in the N.D. Lloyd attributed PowerPoint, quote, the role of filters and boundaries, unquote. Yet in the PDF, quote, factors that influence health, unquote, we're merely told about personal essence, quote, personal essence, sense of purpose, alignment of life with one's beliefs and desires, passion, spiritual life, joy in life, intention for healthy life and overall vitality, unquote. So sometimes you get transparency, sometimes you don't. And overall, in terms of spirit, N.D. Lloyd writes in, quote, Energetics of Diseases, unquote, quote, arthritis occurs in the joints. Joints are an aspect of ether. Ether relates to the external environment and one's inner core or spirit, unquote. So inner core becomes an alternate also for this vitalistic concept. And there are not many citations for spirit at the website, actually, at all. Other proxies are used instead, obviously, and I will hold off on the most common stand-in for vitalism, spiritism, or personal essence, which is the mislabel energy, until I directly deal with N.D. Lloyd's books. As for ether, well, naturopathy holds on to a lot of nonsensical stuff, doesn't it? Like homeopathy activities. There are 4 pages of search results for, quote, homeopathic, unquote, at the site. The clinic sells homeopathy starter kits. They state, quote, we have put together fabulous starter homeopathy kits, unquote. The clinic does homeopathic injections in, quote, biopuncture and mesotherapy, unquote, We're told, quote, biopuncture and mesotherapy are safe and efficient techniques in naturopathic medicine. They use homeopathic injections to stimulate the natural self-healing capacities of your body. That would be coded vitalism. Biopuncture and mesotherapy involve the injection into the skin or muscle of specialized, sterile homeopathic remedies. Arnica, echinacea, nux vomica, or chamomile. In biopuncture, sterile injectable homeopathic substances stimulate the natural healing processes. Again, coded vitalism. Biopuncture is effective in treating localized musculoskeletal pain, arthritis, and sports injuries, and can be used to help with lymphatic drainage of toxins from the body and improve the immune system to prevent colds and the flu. Aesthetic mesotherapy uses specialized homeopathic remedies that can help improve skin tone due to the loss of collagen, reduce wrinkles, repair sun damage, reduce scars, and help regain the smooth, firm belly, thighs, arms, chin, and neck of your youthful body, unquote. There's homeopathic drainage as well. There's homeopathy for your heart, in quote, heart health, a naturopathic perspective, unquote, which links to the ndhealthfacts.org wiki page, quote, homeopathy, unquote. There's homeopathy for diabetes and Alzheimer's, which also links to that ND Lloyd edited wiki page, homeopathy. There's homeopathic liver support. There's homeopathy for bug bites, which also links to that wiki homeopathy page. And keep in mind again, this is not the homeopathy page of wikipedia.org, which states that homeopathy is bogus. It's the self-made wiki pages of ND Lloyd and company. There's homeopathy to directly address cancer, where we're told, quote, proven to be effective in the treatment of cancer, unquote. So there's a lot of direction to the wiki that ND Lloyd edits from ND Lloyd's practice pages, but you'll notice there isn't direction towards wikipedia.org, which holds, shall we say, contrary views. CCNM and the essentially naturopathic. I will now cite from ccnm.edu, the alma mater of ND Lloyd and the NDs she practices with, beginning with language that is broad and vague or covert. Then, my examples will get pinpoint and will be what I often call explicit or transparent. Of course, I could spend hours upon hours on CCNM alone, and perhaps in the future I will. Adhering to my structure from part one of this episode, I will herein briefly look at CCNM's vitalism, both covert and overt, supernaturalism, CCNM's broad science claim upon all things naturopathic, and any wacko sundries if they pop up on the radar, like homeopathic drainage and electrodermal testing, two of my favorites. Of course, the presence of the wacko, vitalistic, supernatural, and such belies the broad science label placed upon the essentially naturopathic. And perhaps this from vagueness to specificity structure is like an onion's layers. One can move from the outer rings of typical representations of naturopathy, aka marketing materials, which are promotional as opposed to helpful, and into, finally, their deep, intimate backstage essence, which is very helpful, but buried because, I'll venture, such is not very helpful to their business. Informed consent is not helpful to naturopathy's commerce. This layering parallels the ND Lloyd practice language that begins with, quote, healing power of nature, unquote, what I often call a naturalistic representation, and ends after digging at, quote, inner core, unquote, aka vital spirit, quite not ironically natural, if naturalism has a certain, let's say, physicality in the world. But as I've said earlier in other episodes, the label natural is quite nebulous and therein useless in the sense of the naturalness fallacy. It's a placeholder for specific knowledge and for specific contextual information. CCNM's current vitalism, both covert and overt. I will use archive.org stored pages, but these results are from a current live search of ccnm.edu via google.com. Covert vitalism at ccnm.edu. A search for, quote, medicatrix, unquote, gets four hits. For example, there's the 2013 archived, quote, RSNC clinic operations, 2012 till 2013, unquote, which states, quote, principles of naturopathic medicine. The naturopathic doctor will practice the art, science, and spirit of the profession to the best of his, her ability and judgment, following these principles of naturopathic medicine. The naturopathic doctor shall recognize, respect, and promote the self-healing power of nature inherent in each individual human being. Vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. And that's all you get. A search for personal essence results in zero hits. As I'd said, I think that term is very unique to the N.D. Lloyd arena. A search for, quote, healing power, unquote, results in 4 pages of hits. For example, quote, principles of naturopathic medicine, unquote, states, quote, naturopathic doctors are guided by 6 fundamental healing principles to support the healing power of the body by recognizing and removing obstacles to the body's inherent self-healing process, unquote. Again, that's all you get. A placeholder pretending to be an actual explanation. But one can dig deeper and get to it. Overt vitalism at ccnm.edu. There are 7 results for, quote, vitalism, unquote, and none for, quote, vitalistic, unquote. For example, there's, quote, NPH 101, Naturopathic History, Philosophy, and Principles, unquote, which states, quote, Naturopathic History, Philosophy, and Principles. This course engages students in an exploration of the basic underlying principles of naturopathic medicine. These principles are understood through philosophical discussion of concepts such as holism, vitalism, and health. The historical evolution of medicine and the naturopathic profession are examined. Students will know and understand the naturopathic doctor's oath and identify what the values and principles in the oath mean to them, unquote. The oath itself doesn't specify the context of healing power of nature. These are basic, underlying principles, they claim. And without specific information, I usually file this under lying, excuse the pun, lies of omission. The oath states, quote, I will honor the principles of naturopathic medicine, including principle number 2, to cooperate with the healing power of nature. So apparently, part of the ND oath, in terms of values, is to honor camouflaging naturopathy's essential context. There is one hit for, quote, vital force, unquote, and it might as well take care of, quote, chi, unquote, at the same time, which itself has 33 results. In, quote, arthritis, unquote, we're told, quote, traditional Chinese medicine, TCM is used by NDs to help balance chi energy flow, to reduce illness and promote health. Interventions include acupuncture, acupressure, and Asian herbs and foods. Homeopathic medicine, NDs use diluted doses of natural substances, plants, animals, and minerals to stimulate the body's vital force and promote self-healing, unquote. CCNM's current supernaturalism. There are 158 results for, quote, spirit, unquote. The alumni magazine at ccnm.edu is titled, quote, Body, Mind, Spirit, unquote. And there's such course offerings as, quote, Introduction to Mindfulness, Instructor Alexia Georgiousis, ND, BPE, unquote, which states, quote, Naturopathic medicine's core philosophy is to honor and respect an individual's mind, body, and spirit. This makes naturopathic medicine the most holistic and patient-centered approach to healthcare. Yet there is a gap in our training to support the true integration of body, mind, and spirit, unquote. Judging from N.D. Lloyd's equations, then, I propose that the, quote, body, mind, spirit, unquote, triad is for naturopathy also expressible as, quote, body, mind, vital force, unquote. Well, any way you express it, coded as healing power of nature, or transparently as spirit proper, naturopathy internally contains some kind of obligatory supernaturalism. CCNM's current broad science claim upon all things naturopathic. Now, I didn't find a truly compelling broad science claim at ND Lloyd's practice pages, yet at ccnm.edu, there's, quote, academic calendar 2013-2014, unquote, which has the word science in it 37 times. CCNM's President Bernhard says, quote, naturopathic medicine is founded on the principle of healing through the cooperative power of nature, coded vitalism. It involves harnessing science to unleash this healing power, unquote. That is fascinating, because truly, science does not and cannot properly or legitimately be used to support the supernatural. It is obvious that cooperative power of nature, healing power, is a coding for, ultimately, vitalism, spiritism. This is the fascinating, slimy muddle that keeps me interested in naturopathy's cow-patty, sectarian way of thinking I so often call the naturopathological. I believe this to be a broad science claim, claiming their vehicle is science. And it is quite a false promise that the processes of science lead to what science cannot process. It is a destination that cannot be arrived at. Duh. This is sort of like stating, quote, we will use this icebreaker to climb Mount Everest, unquote. Yes, science is knowledge and the area of supernaturalism, belief, and such. The sectarian metaphysical, so to speak, is knowledge as well. Yes, the polar regions have ice that icebreakers can plow through to get you there. Yes, Mount Everest is covered in ice. Not only ice, but ice too. So, in my view, the logic of naturopathic thinking, I'm being generous with both terms, logic and thinking, obviously, is quite primitive and loopy. I'd also argue that it's all an academic malpractice that's quite artfully perpetrated. CCNM's current wacko sundries. I'm particularly interested in two things, homeopathic drainage and the use of electrodermal skin impedance testing for fantastical diagnostic purposes. Homeopathic drainage at ccnm.edu. Now, the new area naturopathy has actually reanimated from the Middle Ages is the idea of detoxification and discharge of secretions, so to speak, also known as drainage. Unnamed toxins, unmeasured effluent. The UNDA drainage system has been around for a while. Even when I was in ND school, they used it. Now, there's the more formal, quote, emunctorology, unquote, taught by good old N.D. Jim Sensenig, that same N.D. who taught me naturopathic philosophy in Connecticut in 1998, wherein I was told that the vital force that is responsible for health and disease is also God power within you at a school that claims to be non-sectarian health science. Doctoral science, which I discussed in an earlier episode. We're told in CCNM's description of their N.D. Sensenig and Company webinar on emunctorology, quote, emunctorology is a proposed clinical science, unquote. Well, sure, Jim, God was within science when I was in your class. Why not emunctorology? Hell, naturopathy's board exam calls homeopathy a clinical science. Therefore, why not? If even not, let's take that icebreaker to the moon. It looks like it's covered in ice, and space is cold, like ice. Why not? There's another way to state this as well. It's the term biotherapeutic. A CCNM clinic supervisor's biography page, quote, Heidi Wilms, B-A-N-D, unquote, states, quote, she has received advanced training in biotherapeutic drainage. With an understanding of healing, according to the philosophy of naturopathic medicine, she works to provide access and direction to people seeking current, evidence-based, complementary, and alternative healthcare options, unquote. Yes, yes, yes. Now, biotherapeutic drainage is a kind of homeopathy. According to N.D. King in Colorado, who also states, quote, your body excretes toxins through organs called primary emunctories, unquote. So we have a claim here of evidence based upon naturopathies, vitalism, supernaturalism, and science-ejected therapeutics like homeopathy, and what appears to be the sort of medieval, heroic, archaic medicine which makes you poop, which makes you puke, which makes you sweat, which makes you phlegm to balance your body. So don't forget to take your pills of white mercury. Electrodermal testing at ccnm.edu. There's CCNM's webpage, quote, Vital Health Naturopathic Clinic, unquote, which states, quote, our clinic has need for a naturopathic doctor. This is a full-time position only. There is a possibility of training or teaching this doctor a system of testing patients with electrodermal, the Biotron machine, unquote. What is the Biotron machine, you ask? Well, Dr. Hall at sciencebasedmedicine.org has written about such in, quote, Electrodermal Testing Part 1, Fooling Patients with a Computerized Magic 8-Ball, unquote. Enough said there for now. If naturopathy has taught me anything over the years, it is that there are many ways to fool, and there are many kinds of foolishness. And believe me, I sympathize with their marks. I'll admit, these sectarian charlatans fooled me way back in the mid-1990s. And I wasn't poorly educated. I had a BA with honors, was Phi Beta Kappa, and summa cum laude, or however you say that. I never studied Latin. Which reminds me of the deposition I had between myself and UB way back in the early 2000s, where UB's lawyer corrected my pronunciation of summa cum laude, and I laugh now at that care for that minutia when that lawyer was representing a school that claims that inside of science is the hugely science discarded. And that will be an episode in itself in the future. This has been part two of this 5-part NaturoCrit podcast, episode 5. This has been
NaturoCrit podcast.